Today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Ants on a Log Day. I remember doing that one before, so it is a repeat. It is also National TV Dinner Day and National Swap Ideas Day. Yeah, I'm a big TV dinner person. I remember back in the day, well, for quite a while, my mom was a single parent because my dad passed away when I was 10 years old. And she got remarried when I was 14. I guess she started dating when I was 13, something like that. So we had 2 or 3 years where it was just she and I. My brother had already moved out of the house, or he moved out of the house relatively quickly after my dad died. It was a thing. My brother was wild, and he had anger issues after my dad died. So anyway, my mom had gotten a job as a school teacher. But to make extra money, she was also teaching piano and voice lessons after work. And so quite often she would not have time to cook. So two things happened. First of all, I learned how to cook because I wanted to help out around the house and I was interested in cooking anyway. So I would cook. She probably ate some things that I've never asked her, but I bet she ate some things that were not great, because I was learning how to cook, right? And I would probably try to be creative occasionally. And then the other thing is, when I didn't feel like cooking or when she didn't have time to cook and whatever, we would have microwave dinners. And that was around the time, I don't know, early to mid 90s, Healthy Choice became a thing. Those Healthy Choice dinners. And my mom, you know, especially after she was single and she was getting ready to mingle again, she was always walking and watching her calories and stuff like that to try to lose weight and get into shape and all that kind of stuff. And so maybe because that was my formative years, maybe that's part of the reason that I'm always doing that now. Not always to great success, but anyway. So she was doing that. We would eat Healthy Choice dinners or whatever. And then I really liked these little, I don't know how much they cost, but I want to say like dollar pizzas from the frozen section. So anyway, I am not, as I get older, I'm starting to become okay with raisins. But my entire life, I really haven't enjoyed raisins. I don't know if it's like a texture thing or if it's I'm not really sure, because the taste of them is all right, and kids usually love raisins, but Ants on a Log is celery with peanut butter and raisins, basically. And celery, take it or leave it. It's a texture. It's crunchy, but it's very stringy, right? All right, so I'm going to try to catch up a little bit. I did not take notes, unfortunately, on this trip, and so I'm going to gloss over a lot of stuff that I don't remember, because I just don't remember everything. But I will go back to Friday, and we'll try to blaze through some stuff real quick. So Friday, we had Disneyland was our thing of the day. And so Zach had made it in. Daniel and I and Zach, we got a bus around 9:30, I guess. There's a bus, Anaheim bus system. They don't actually have a Disney bus that does, you know, goes to all the hotels and stuff, because I guess, who knows, because California has all these union rules and stuff like that. So there may be, Disney, you have to give some jobs to the LA County folks, or not LA, Anaheim folks. Or it may be that, you know, Disney in Florida, they own so much land and it's basically their city. And so if you're staying in a hotel within Disney property, of course you're going to ride Disney buses. But there aren't really Disney buses here. There are Anaheim city buses. And so we get on the bus, and then we go to Disney. I don't know, it took maybe 10-15 minutes to get to Disney, because we're not staying that far away. We were not staying that far away. We've changed hotels twice since we got here. But anyway, we go to Disneyland, And actually, the line was okay, but it was already hot. It was, I don't know what temperature it was. I didn't want to give in to the heat, you know, because I wanted to be strong. Because, oh, we're used to heat in Arkansas, you know. And Daniel and Zach, the same thing. Oh, we're used to heat in Florida. What are you talking about? We have so much humidity. And we were making fun of all the Californians with these fans and everyone saying, oh, the park is going to empty out by noon because everyone's going to be just too hot. So you'll have basically the run of the place. And anyway, so we made it through security. We made it through the line to get into Disney. And yeah, I don't remember exactly what we did, but we had a few things. Daniel wanted to do a few different rides. We wanted to do the Haunted Mansion ride because Haunted Mansion has a holiday overlay here. They do a Jack Skellington holiday overlay. And so that was one we wanted to do. And that's indoors and air conditioned. So that's good because, you know, it was so hot because I believe I've said this multiple times, but at one point the car said 114, but the actual official weather said it was like 110. I believe it was 110 on Monday. It was like the official. Oh, sorry. I bumped my microphone. And so anyway, we did the Haunted Mansion. I don't remember what order we did these rides in, but we did the Haunted Mansion and I really liked it. I think I enjoyed the overlay. A lot of people make fun of or disparage the overlay, and apparently because they have to take the ride down for a week to put up the overlay, and it's Halloween decorations, you know, pumpkins and whatever, and it's already Haunted Mansion, but they and then Jack Skellington. So they do Nightmare Before Christmas theme, and so but they have, you know, they transform some of the robot things inside the Haunted Mansion that move around. They, in the Pepper's Ghost thing, they transform that to look like a Nightmare Before Christmas or whatever the name of that movie is. So I liked it. It was really fun. It was a lot of fun. We also did, I'm gonna get this, but I believe we did Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, which was a typical... We did not. What am I talking about? We did not do Haunted Mansion on that day. I am so wrong, folks. I'm not going to... That was Disneyland, which was the next day. I need to quickly look for California Adventure. Disney California Adventure. Anyway, we went to California. They're right next to each other. California Adventure ride list. Okay, here we go. So Haunted Mansion is still, everything I said about Haunted Mansion is correct, except we did it the next day. We did it on Saturday. So what? I'm sorry. So sorry. So let me go back. On Friday, we go in and there are a few things that Daniel wanted to do specifically. And so we did... One of the rides that we rode was, I'm looking here because this list does not look full, but we did one called Radiator Springs, which is a cars ride. You get in a car, it's on a track, and they have all the theming is like Utah, like the mountains in Utah. Excuse me. So anyway, it's, you know, you see all of the, like the arches, and you don't see the arches, but whatever that stone is that all those things are made out of in Utah, you basically see all of that stuff, and then you go through, you know, a cars themed thing where they're, you know, they're redoing your car. You're getting a makeover basically. And then there's a race at one point. And it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on that one. We also did the Guardians of the Galaxy Tower of Terror ride, which I think I talked about yesterday, but I ran out of time. It basically is the old Tower of Terror ride. So it's like an elevator-based ride where you're going up this elevator and then it drops you. But, you know, they've not just like your typical kind of not just like your typical theme park, parking lot theme park, where you go up and it drops you and that's it. This one, they kind of have levels. They bring you up a little bit, drop you, bring you up a little bit, drop you, bring you up, it's over and over. And each of those stops, these doors open up and you're getting a Guardians of the Galaxy story. Although I can't keep up with, you know, I cannot keep up with the story while I'm riding a ride. Like, I just can't, I can't keep up with that. But it was great. The theming was great. The videos were kind of 3D-esque. And I enjoyed it. At some point, we got a corn dog because Daniel had wanted a corn dog. And I got this spicy sausage and cheese corn dog. And I thought, oh, that'll be good. No, that was a mistake. First of all, spicy, greasy, on a hot day where you're getting dehydrated and all that kind of stuff. I was nauseated for a couple of hours after that. Weak stomach. But anyway, and also, imagine you take a skewer and you put a hot dog on it and push it all the way down, and then you put a mozzarella cheese stick on top of that. So half of it is cheese stick, half of it is hot dog, and then you dip the whole thing in batter and you fry it, and then you put jalapeno peppers and salsa on it. Well, that first half of the thing is just a cheese, and it had gotten a little bit cold before they brought it out, so it was basically eating a breaded cheese stick. There was no cheese pull whatsoever. It was just a solid block of cheese. And there was this guy on the table next to us, cute guy actually, who was like taunting me. He had the same thing, and he was pulling it, and he was getting this majestic cheese pull. Nothing on mine. It was just a solid block of cheese. No stretchiness at all. It had completely solidified by the time I got it. They did serve the corn dogs with chips by default, which is great because I need crunch, as we know. So anyway, we did that, and then we did the Incredicoaster, which is it's a rethemed, I don't know what it was originally, but it's a roller coaster that was rethemed to Incredibles, and that one, the theming was just not great on it. They basically just had wooden walls around the line where you were queuing up, and they had just painted them with Incredibles characters. That's pretty much the level of theming that they had. They had a little bit more. But it wasn't, they had the baby throughout the ride. There were a couple of little areas where there was a window and you would see a little scene. But I don't know, they just weren't that impressive to me. They were not really that impressive. We did Spider-Man. I'm looking for what the name of it is because this is the one that I won. But anyway, we did the Spider-Man ride. It's a game, though, where you're web slingers, maybe is what it's called. I'm not sure. But anyway, you're using your wrist. It's really an arm workout because you're using your wrist to basically, you know, sling it. And so we did that. And that was pretty much our Disney. And then that evening, I'm trying to think what we did that evening. Well, then we went to the race queue, and they had to get their shirts and all of that kind of stuff. And so they got their shirts, and it was a long line that we had to wait in to go in and just pay for things. But did that, went back to the hotel, relaxed a little bit. And then we had dinner that evening. We were gonna go back to the park, but we decided not to go back to the park. So, oh, we met Joe Batance, that's right. And we went to a place for tacos that evening. And I had way too many tacos, and then we went back to the hotel, and that was our Friday. So I'll go ahead and stop there. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.